This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dish is going through the show, and I'm just the regular guy. Well, we all know that Liam Neeson's late career is all about revenge. He has movies where he is throat punched and or shot everybody who's done him wrong for the past 10 years, right? What we didn't know is that Neeson has had his own personal revenge fantasies going on in his mind, and we didn't notice until he gave maybe the dumbest interview any movie star has ever done while trying to promote what could be his last revenge movie, this new one called Cold Pursuit. Oh, it's a huge body count movie that tries to be a sort of dry black comedy, you know, like a Coen Brothers movie. And yeah, it's a little Fargo-y and it's a little Tarantino-y too, but I didn't laugh that much. I don't know, maybe I wasn't in a mood for a movie where pretty much everybody gets killed. And trust me, that is not a plot spoiler because this is a remake of a movie that's original title was In Order of Disappearance. Now, Neeson is a snowplow driver, and let me tell you, this guy has one impressive snowplow, because he's up in the Colorado Rockies, he's opening up roads to a ski resort town, when his son is found dead from a drug overdose. Neeson, whose name in the movie is Coxman, seriously, thinks that, that don't make any sense. So he starts trying to figure out who is responsible, and Coxman, being Neeson, starts killing drug gang guys like crazy. Guys named Speedo and Santa, who all work for a smarmy, sharpy, young, homicidal kingpin by the name of Viking. Oh yeah, a lot of nicknames. Well, this starts an avalanche of killings and an on-screen running tally at a body count, but Viking doesn't even figure out that it's Neeson doing this until after he starts a war with a rival Indian gang, upping the total of corpses. The killing spree gets so big that Neeson almost disappears for a while, but the mayhem continues as the killing just keeps going up the ladder to Viking and the big confrontation free-for-all with everybody involved. Now, I might have liked this movie at one point in my show-going career, but these days, I don't know, feel like I've seen this before, and I'm a little over it. The Fargo TV show does this sort of stuff better and more interestingly and funnier, too, but there were people in a show watching this and laughing a lot, so I don't know. I tried to avoid them when I walked out. And unless you want to see Neeson's last revenge movie, I'd avoid Cold Pursuit too. But let me tell you, he does have one great snowplow. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.